Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I am with my colleague and friend, Miss Samara Schulman, President On Point Consulting, for our episode on Something to Talk About. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm feeling great, and I'm feeling awfully mobile. I have been in DC more often than I have since the pandemic, prior to the pandemic. And I know one of the topics we're going to hit on today is everything from telework to mobility to that responsibility and security involved with working remote. So why don't we dive in? I know there was a September 3rd episode with Federal News Network, and let's break it down. So take it from here. What are your thoughts?
I read this article, Federal News Network, entitled "Security in the Age of Telework Continues to Be a Share," quote, "shared responsibility." And I thought it was great. As you mentioned, Pete, I had a similar day yesterday, just in and out of different places, plugging in, plugging out. And I think that that's what is really behind this article. We need to be secure wherever we're doing work. And this article just gave me a lot to think about in terms of where we are doing work and how we're thinking about the security around it. So even if we are back in an office, what are we bringing home with us and are we plugging back in? The point of the article is that, and this was geared towards federal buildings and federal work specifically, but when you're plugging in, is where you're plugging in secure? And what about the physical security around you as well?
It's like our homes became smart homes, right? Devices and connectivity and wireless connectivity. And not to say that we weren't figuring it out, it's are we locked down? I took that from the article is that we can never let our guards down when it comes to cybersecurity and remote work.
Yeah, agreed. This article brings forward a new study that was put out. It was put out by the Interagency Security Committee based on and around federal mobile workplace security. And that committee has involvement from 66 different departments and agencies who have come together and put together, I don't want to call it a framework, but very strong suggestions about how to keep where you're working secure. I mentioned physical security before. One of the things that it calls out is think about or remember to trim your hedges so that you're that mindful about your surroundings. As we are in the midst of Cyber Awareness Month, I think these are all things that we need to keep at the forefront of when we are working. We all proved that we can work outside the office. How securely we're actually doing that, I think is probably still has room for improvement. I know different agencies have put together different guidelines and individual guidelines as well. Different companies have their security programs and everything. This report is 45 pages long. Just highly recommended, just the suggestions that are thrown out. How do you partition your wireless network? But brings up suggestions like that. Just a lot of things to be vigilant of. And as we talk about cyber hygiene more and more, I think it's important to remember it's not just about resetting your password and making your password as long as you can. And like you mentioned before, Pete, the AI that's around us, thinking about if you're talking about work in a room with Alexa, Siri, it brings that up because what you're not thinking about necessarily is your everything is plugged in and one thing gets hacked. We don't necessarily give thought right away that, oh, because they broke into wireless, they can now contact work with anything else in our homes that is on that network. There are other steps that we can be taking as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you, just to close it out, Samara mentioned this Federal Mobile Workplace Security and Interagency Security Committee Guide 2024 edition. It really is updated now to address this consideration that you all have to have, whether it's physical or cybersecurity related, teleworking at home, alternative workforce arrangements, and or just in the public. I think we all know when you're at the office or when I was in federal government, I didn't worry about the security lockdown. I knew it was taken care of. Now, if we're in two different places, we just got to be, as you say, vigilant about it and don't let our guard down because it's not about eliminating risk, it's mitigating risk. Hey, audience, check out the report. So thank you, Samara, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Pete. Sounds great.